the coal-fired carriage heaters are stoked. Fresh bedsheets are loaded. It's late afternoon in Kiev station and train 84 is ready for departure to Mariupol. A journey of over 1,000 kilometres to the front line of Ukraine's war with Russia. It's not luxury, but it is cheap. Less than $25 for a bed. At 4:32 p.m. on time, the train pulls away through the suburbs of Kiev. Thrown together for the night, a cross-section of Ukrainian society. Sergei Ivanich has undergone eye surgery in Kiev and is heading back home to Mariupol with his wife Lena, who enjoys the night train.
You can lie in bed and sleep and relax, and you arrive in the morning full of energy.
Many young Ukrainians are leaving their hometowns in search of a better life.
The main issue is to stop the torrent of young people leaving to go abroad, to create stable jobs.
Ukraine is divided between East and West, and we are always being made to fight each other. But in reality, normal people live on both sides. So I want the new president to unite us as a nation.
Outside, dusk falls over the fields of Ukraine's vast steppe land. Epic journeys are second nature for Gennady Syuzev, a merchant seaman on his way to Mariupol's port.
In my mind, it doesn't matter who's going to be the next president. Nothing significant will change.
Sharp jolts and squeaks bring us to a halt, one of 19 scheduled stops on the route. The night train's days could be numbered. The government has promised to reopen Mariupol's dilapidated airport, an election pledge that's attracting voters.
The train takes around 17 hours, and many people want Ukraine's infrastructure modernized. But for others, night trains like this are part of Ukraine's way of life.
The cheapest tickets buy you a narrow bed in an open carriage, a dormitory on wheels. Oksana Repetskaya and her daughter are returning from a dance competition in Kiev.
We still have the same faces in power, and so I have strong doubts that anything will change. But I also really hope that new faces will come to power.
Close to midnight, the conversations fade, the lights are dimmed.
It's been a long night, and we're now about an hour outside the city of Mariupol, and we're running parallel to the front lines of the conflict between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists. The front lines are about 7 kilometres to the east in that direction. Many passengers on this train say that that conflict, if not forgotten, is at the back of their minds. But others say the very first priority of the next government must be to end that war.
Disembarking at Mariupol, the signs of the nearby conflict are clear. For Ukrainians returning home, the election offers hope of change. But few of those living near the front lines believe their next president will have a quick fix to end the war. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Mariupol, Ukraine.